Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1963, recorded on Wednesday, the 14th of June, 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Sarah Lomax, and joining me on this part of Chatterbox is Rupert Hipwell. And in a few moments, we will have a selection of local news stories featured this past week in the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and a selection of letters from the readers of the evening news, as well as our regular information desk. And at the end of this week's Chatterbox, you will find the summer edition of Norwich Citizen. We begin this week with news of a forthcoming event sure to interest lovers of the grape, and that the pavilion in Waterloo Park is to become a cafe. Here at Chatterbox, we are within a stone's throw of Carrow Road Football Ground, which played host this week to a big concert, part of a national tour. Here's more.
Carrow Road was transformed this week for the Wonderland concert. Pop stars Mark Owen, Gary Barlow and Howard Donald headed to Norwich on June the 15th and 16th, where they performed to about 60,000 people over the two nights. Since the tour opened on May the 5th at Birmingham's Genting Arena, it's been wowing crowds across the country, with Take That treating fans to a mix of songs from their new Wonderland album and Take That classics. Take That's Wonderland transports audiences into a colourful, dreamlike world full of amazing special effects and carnival fun. And alongside the magic on stage, there's lots of preparation work that goes on behind the scenes. The band still have dates to play in London's O2 and Swansea Liberty Stadium. Then they travel to Norwich. On Wednesday, work began putting a special covering in place on the pitch, ready for the tour's set, including a circular stage designed to look like the band's logo. Meanwhile, facts and figures for the front-of-house side of the Norwich dates of the Take That tour included the erection of 2 kilometres of barriers being put in place, the equivalent of 678 barriers, 53 metres of bars and food kiosks in the village outside the South Stand, and 660 toilets, including 31 disabled toilets.
Wine lovers will have the chance to hone their palates in the name of charity at a wine tasting with a difference, hosted by Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News food and drink writer Andy Newman. The Great Grape Challenge promises to be an evening of fun learning about the top 10 grape varieties in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB. Mr. Newman said, "You can read in books about what each of the main grape varieties is meant to smell and taste like. But in the end, the only way to really learn is through using taste prompts. So, for example, the only way to find out if Sauvignon Blanc really does smell of gooseberries is to stick your nose in a glass of it and then in some gooseberries. Tickets are £18 each, and businesses can book tables of 10 for £200, with all proceeds going to the NNAB. The event takes place on 21st of June.
The pavilion in a Norwich park is to be turned into a cafe, which will be the first time the listed building has opened its doors for more than a decade. Britannia Enterprises, which runs Cafe Britannia at Britannia Barracks and in the Guildhall, is to take on the Waterloo Park Pavilion. It's part of a partnership with Norwich City Council, which will also see serving and ex-offenders working to maintain and enhance the North City Park. That will include helping with gardening, restoring the park's iconic benches, keeping the grounds and public toilets clean. And Britannia Enterprises will take over the repair and maintenance of the Grade 2 listed pavilion, opening as a full cafe serving snacks, light lunches, cakes and drinks. The pavilion was last revamped more than 15 years ago as part of a multi-million pound refurbishment of 4 of the city's parks using Heritage Lottery Fund cash. But there remained problems with the roof of the pavilion, which was built between 1929 and 1933, which meant it was damaged by water, and the council faced a repair bill of £250,000. Roger Ryan, City Council Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, said, "I'm absolutely delighted we have managed to broker such an innovative partnership with Britannia Enterprises. This will help it further the important work the social enterprise does in rehabilitating offenders, which is invaluable to the individuals concerned, but also the community as a whole."
Charities across Norfolk have benefited from the 5p bag tax after being awarded £7,400 in grants from the Archant Environmental Fund. The grants will be split across 5 charities, with the money raised coming as a direct result of the bag tax collected by Archant over the past 12 months. The charities were chosen by the Norfolk Community Foundation, who oversee the fund. Graham Tuttle of the NCF said, "It was a pleasure to work in partnership with and be trusted by Archant. These are very good groups doing excellent work for the environment, and we hope to help more in the future." Clink's Care Farm in Toft Monks near Beccles is one of the largest recipients, gaining £1,800. Husband and wife duo Doki Dobmer and Iris Van Zon launched the charity in May 2010, giving people the chance to help out on the 143-acre farm. The farm combines the care of the land with the care of people, offering a natural therapeutic environment which can support vulnerable people and aid recovery. On average, 11 people each day visit the farm for the natural therapeutic treatment. These include individuals with mental health issues, learning disabilities, dementia, and substance misuse. Former soldiers and victims of brain trauma are also referred to the farm. The farm plans to purchase beehive equipment that will allow them to make their own honey and involve volunteers in the process. Mr. Dobmer said, "As the grant comes from the environmental aspect of what we do, we would like to put it back into that. It's fantastic because we can do what we hoped for."